Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations, like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only six numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these six numbers, 785-833. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
I'm going to start with something that just happened to me. I got a text. It's from like Bank Mobile Alert, something that says, call this number, and the number is a link. So you call it right away. Your Visa has temporarily been locked. And I was like, huh. I thought about it for about 3 seconds before I went, there's no way I'm clicking anything on my phone. But it was a good one. So just be aware that that's one now. And I texted somebody at my bank and I was like, hey, is this real? And they're like, no.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Have you ever gotten a text like that before from your bank?
Mm-mm.
That's the thing. If it's always the first, I'm always like, wait a second. But if I've done banking and they text me, I would have fallen for that in a second.
It's pretty good. I don't know if you can zoom in. Can you zoom in?
Nah, well, give me a second.
That's all right. Don't worry. It's not that big a deal.
Okay.
It just says, call this number, and the number obviously is. And I don't know if that number takes you to a number where they're like, hello. You know, like trickers.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's one. But then I hit up somebody at my bank, and I was like, hey, is this real? And they were like, no, don't click that. So
wow,
that's a new one there.
They almost got you.
So there's that. Just happened. Something was just dropped off for me. Is it ticking or is it live? And if it's not either, I'll take it.
Abby's bringing it.
Okay. So yeah, drop it on in here and we'll keep going with this. I saw this in the news. A tech worker was fired after posting TikToks explaining her salary bump at her new job.
Oh, wow.
And so what the interesting thing too about it is that she lost her job, right? But she's like, I have time off between my next job. But they were just like, you can't do that. Here you go. Ray, do we have the audio?
Yep.
Okay, just play this.
All right, hitting it.
Basically, my employer found my TikToks and really, really did not like that I was sharing my salary and stuff like that. Even though I'm very aware that like talking about salary is federally protected, you can't get fired for that. I did take all of those videos down just because, you know, they were my employer and I didn't want them to be mad at me or not like me or something. But then like 2 days later, after they talked to me about my TikTok account, they ended up firing me because they said me having this account was a security concern because they're just not going to take that risk.
It's a tricky situation. If I were her, I'd put them back up because she's not working there anymore. Hopefully she didn't delete them. Put them all back up. So she went viral for this, but yeah, they said that they didn't trust her basically. A Denver tech worker said she was fired after posting TikToks explaining how she got a $20,000 raise at her new job. So they brought her in, said, we don't like it, boom, goodbye. And they can fire you for whatever, really.
Sure.
If they don't have a reason, they can find a reason. Or they can sit with you long enough and create a reason from the things that you're doing. But they cut her. But I would definitely put them right back up. But, you know, if people
If all salaries were public, I think you would see everybody get paid more evenly based on the work that they're doing and their role or worth.
So is it okay to talk about salaries?
Absolutely. It's federally protected. You could say right now how much you make.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No.
So, but everybody does it because it's like a taboo thing. Either you think, oh, I might be making too much, or I might be making too little. People laugh at me, or I don't want people to know because so people don't because they're, that stigma, good, bad, odd, is existing.
But in this case, like when you think of the companies, the companies really want that private because they don't want the competition knowing.
Oh, it's not competition. It's other people that work with her.
Sure.
It's people that have the same job. It's not competition.
I was thinking competition, like, wow, they don't pay their employees that much. Well, we can be saving that much money, that kind of thing. Because that's also internal information that you don't want out.
But they can usually find that out when you're hiring from other. Because I'm sure if there are two companies that are competing against each other, they know what the other people are making because they're hiring from them or losing people to them.
Okay.
But it's people that are sitting by each other working the same job. They usually don't know how much the other one's making. And I think you would have a more fair system if every salary was shared.
Ooh, interesting.
Ooh.
That won't happen, but that would stop the underpaying of females. It would stop the underpaying of minorities. If it all had to be out there, it would all be out there, and there would be no secrecy, so you couldn't hide it.
Dang, I like that. I mean, let's start doing it. Let's start telling everyone what we make.
Lead the way, buddy.
No, that's the problem. Somebody has to start it.
But the difference, too, in a job like this is everybody has different roles.
Yeah.
Completely, right? That nobody on this show does the same thing as anybody else.
That's for sure.
So if everybody started laying out their salary, they'd be like, oh, I can't believe the person. But we have the same job. Nobody has the same job.
Nobody.
Right. Like, I do way more than Lunchbox.
Oh, here we go.
So I should get paid more than Lunchbox.
Okay. Well, I know how much everybody makes, so
okay.
I got the golden key.
So we're good, right?
I got the golden key here. I'll tell you what. I'll do a TikTok with all your salaries on it later.
How funny would that be?
If you just got online and I had gone fully out and told what everybody makes. So there's that. A gunman forces cancellation of Craig Robinson's comedy show. Now, Craig Robinson, you may know him as Daryl in The Office.
Yeah. Also the Pizza Hut guy. He does Pizza Hut
commercials. He does do Pizza
now.
Hut.
Babe, does anybody know him as that?
Well, I mean, if you've seen a Pizza Hut commercial, he's the guy on it.
He was also on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Yeah, I didn't watch that.
Yeah.
You like that show?
Yeah, he was Jerry Judy.
Oh,
hilarious.
He is funny.
Just before he's really funny, yeah. Just before taking the stage at the Comedy Zone, Craig Robinson had to evacuate the club and everybody else because a gun-wielding man came into the venue, yelled out that he wanted everyone out of the club, and then fired a shot.
Oof.
Thankfully, no one was injured, and the suspect was taken into custody. Craig posted to Instagram, I'm safe, I'm cool, it was wild, I was in the green room, and they're like, everybody get out. It was a moment for sure from TMZ.
I thought about you when I read that story.
Oh, did you? Well, my guy didn't shoot, thank God. But in Massachusetts, okay, I'll shoot you. And everybody, ah!
Crazy.
That's crazy. And no, there was no gunshot. I can't imagine, if there was a gunshot, I'd have been high-stepping. I'd have been Deion Sanders, interception, high-stepping to the end zone, off the side of the stage for sure. But I had a friend who, here in town, was just in cars at a light, and this kid is talking. Kid has no shirt. He's wearing like a I guess it'd be called a fanny pack, like a body bag, like a, you know, wrapped around your chest. And he's talking to the person in the car, and their window's down, and they start kind of yelling, but I can't know if they're kidding or not. And the kid reaches in his bag, pulls out a gun, and shoots, and the other person shoots.
What?
They both miss. Nobody's hit, but he was like two cars back, and there were two cars behind him, and nobody could do anything.
So what on earth?
Yeah.
How scary.
It was just randomly in a place you just stopped at a light.
Mm.
Like, it wasn't like good part of town, bad part of town. It was just at a part of town. And so he saw it and was like, oh, I don't want to say who it is because they haven't told the story, but
I'll tell you after we finish. Okay, I want to know.
After we finish. A woman gave birth in a 7-Eleven parking lot on the date of 7-Eleven.
Oh, look at that.
So do you name the kid?
Slurpee. No, is it Slurpee?
Oh.
Yeah, it's Slurpee.
Is that what they're known for?
Yeah. Little Slurp?
Yeah, little Slurp Slurp.
Little Slurp. Someone stole $150 million in jewelry from an armored truck in California. We watched the first episode of a show, and maybe you guys have watched it. We haven't gone back to it. I haven't thought about it, but it was actually pretty good. Like Rough Wind or Tumblewind or
Mm-mm.
it's...
Back doesn't ring a bell.
It's a new show, but it it takes place back in the 70s on or near a reservation, because the cop is American Indian, and they come down and they come in and take over. They block the traffic. This armored truck, a helicopter lands. It's crazy how they.
Wow.
Dark Winds. Dark Winds, maybe? Is it on like AMC or something? Rainn Wilson has not made an appearance yet in my episodes of one. I watched one.
Yeah, it looks like Dark Winds is your guy.
Dark Winds. Will you scroll down, Mike?
Oh, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes.
8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Wow, yeah. That sounds good.
On a remote outpost of the Navajo Nation in 1977 or 1971, Dark Winds follows Lieutenant Joe Leaphorn of the tribal police as he is besieged by a series of seemingly unrelated crimes. The closer he digs to the truth, the more he exposes the wounds of the past. It's pretty good in that one episode, but sometimes it gets a little dramatic in a fake way. Like all of a sudden, he just stares off in the distance and it's like music comes over. So
little,
still
a little CSI-ish.
Just a little bit, but it was good, but it was a little cheesy there. But we only watched one episode. But a new Blackbird, anybody watching that?
No, that's the prison one?
Mm-hmm. It's got just a tinge of cheese, but it's based on a real story and it's actually pretty freaking good.
And that's on Apple Plus, right?
Mm-hmm. It's $94.98 on Apple Plus. Okay. It's good. Okay, someone said Jillian Jacklin had dropped something off for me. I thought it was like a gift. This is like a promo box, right?
Let's see.
She has a new album. By the way, she's awesome. And she has a new album. And she dropped it off. But I thought it was like a real present.
Oh, maybe it's personalized.
I doubt it.
It's a notebook.
A little journal.
Her new album, Honestly, is out. Is a candle. There is a note.
There you go.
Maybe that's personalized.
Well, the note is personal. But I thought someone had brought like cookies or something.
I wonder if I got something personal.
You mean back there?
Yeah, let me see.
Yeah, it's a long note.
Is it handwritten or is it one of those?
It's handwritten, but I'm not going to read it out loud.
Well, she send us one?
Probably not.
Da, 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 da.
Cool. You.
That's it?
Yeah.
That sounds like a pretty intense note.
It's very nice.
That sounds good.
Bobby, I could possibly write a novel when it comes to my appreciation for you, but I'll keep this short and sweet. And then she goes on.
Oh, that's cool.
Jillian's a friend.
She's awesome.
Yes, she is awesome. As an artist, she makes the kind of music I listen to when I'm not being paid to listen to music.
Right.
But as a friend, she's awesome too. A sudden Montana dust storm causes a deadly 21-car pileup.
Oof.
Boy, you're just driving, and then it gets so dusty. I would compare it to when it rains so hard you have to pull over real quick or you look for a bridge or something, or a hailstorm, but the dust storm got so bad.
I would panic with a dust storm just because I'm used to water. I've had hail, but I've
maybe
never.
Maybe you'd be used to it there.
Ooh, I guess, but man, I feel claustrophobic in dust.
The Montana Highway Patrol says the pileup happened on I-90 east of Billings. A quick rising dust storm caused a series of collisions, killed 6 people. Eyewitnesses say visibility was reduced to 0 instantly. And I guess if it's what do you do if you can't see at all?
You just pull over. Hazard lights, pull over.
Sure, but what if someone else is pulling over? There's just not a right answer.
Yeah.
Unless they teach you, and everybody has the same thing, which is if you can't see, slow down and go to the right. I don't know. Where do you stop?
Have you ever been in a rainstorm where you have to just stop because you can't see anything?
Yes, I've been. Yes. But at least you have windshield wipers. With a dust storm, yeah. I don't think it works the same it's just dirt going onto your windshield.
That's so scary, man.
So, yeah, I can't even understand. But I don't want to yell. I would just panic like you did.
Oh, I would.
I would just panic and everybody would.
That's probably how a pileup happens.
I think
everyone panicking.
People didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because even if you just stop. Someone maybe didn't stop. Boom, nails you.
And what I just thought about is in water, you can still kind of see lights. You know, even if it's all, you can't see anything, you can still see the red lights kind of at a distance. Here at dust, you can't see anything, I bet.
And those windshield wipers can, for just a split second, move water.
Yeah.
Even if it's coming down really hard. What are you going to say?
No, I was going to say that's a good point. I didn't even think about the lights. I was like, Eddie actually was something intelligent.
But yeah, if it's daytime, there are no lights anyway, even if it's hard.
Right. Oh. Well, the brake lights. You still see the red brake lights.
Brake lights. Yeah. Okay. Let's see. A woman's charged twice for eating too much at an all-you-can-eat buffet. By the way, scuba talk. I think this is such a funny bit to try to see if we could out-eat a buffet and if they told us we had to leave. The problem is that Lunchbox is probably the only one who
could. Oh, because he can eat.
Yeah, and scuba can eat.
Yeah, I mean, how many hours could we stay there? Because, I mean, I know back in college what we used to do.
You just get a second wind. You wait so long it digests.
No, literally, we used to do this at, I don't know if I should name the restaurant, but it was a buffet. It's well known. It's around the country. And we would go in there. We would eat.
Golden Corral?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we'd bring our books.
I don't know, it's a restaurant. It's well known. It's Color of Gold. It's a cowboy reference. Go ahead.
And so we'd go eat, and then we would study, bring our books, and literally do them at the table. And then after an hour of studying, go out back and eat more. And they never said anything to us. So I don't know if you can just stay there all day if you want or not. But
in a TikTok video posted Wednesday, the woman says she was charged double at an all-you-can-eat buffet because she ate too much. She says she refused to pay double, and it's the weirdest way she's ever been fat shamed. Her post led to other people telling their own stories, including someone who said, I went to a pharmacy for suntan lotion, and the pharmacist pointed me to SlimFast. Well, that's a whole different story. In the video, which is the latest string of viral fat shaming stories, it's racked up thousands of views. I was thinking more of it like, can Lunchbox actually out-eat the people that own the buffet?
Yeah.
Like, for real. Without wasting a ton. I don't want you to go in and get a bite and then dump a thing of food. I don't know how we'd pull off the bit, but maybe it just eats slow. And maybe you just eat so slow that it digests.
Just one little bite at a time.
But then you're not eating that much.
Then I'm not eating that much. That's the problem.
Yeah, Kaskuba wrote, I haven't seen many buffets around here, especially a Chinese buffet. If we can find one, let's go and see how much we can eat before getting kicked out. He said he could put down some food, and maybe LB could too.
I mean, I'd love to try it, but
here's,
man,
what Lunchbox would do. I'm going to tell you what he would do. He'd be like, all right, I'm going to do it. I need $14.99. And he would go, and he would take the $14.99, buy his buffet. He'd eat and be full and like, oh, that's all I got. And he'd go home. That's it.
Free
meal.
He
just used us for a free meal. Yep. That's what would happen.
Give me
classic Lunchbox.
Have you used your Janssen gift cards yet?
Man, no, I haven't had
Roots
time.
Chris?
Man.
I haven't had time. Haven't been able to find a babysitter.
What do you mean you haven't had time? You're doing a lot of stuff.
I am?
Yeah. I see all over the internet.
Man, I just don't have a babysitter. I mean, I got to get a babysitter. Babysitters are hard to find during the week because the only babysitters we have are the teachers from daycare, and they don't like to babysit during the week because they've already been with the kids all day.
How is your house, the roof on your house?
I'd say, man.
Still got a hole in it?
Yeah.
They won't fix it at all?
Nah, not yet. So, dude. I mean, we've been having rain. I got a cooler.
I was thinking about it last night because it poured down.
Oh, yeah, it's raining now.
I got a cooler and a bucket sitting underneath the holes catching it. So.
And you don't want to go to an Airbnb?
No.
Have insurance pay for it?
It's just hard. It's just
it's hard to probably live there, too.
No, it's hard to live there, but, I mean, you just kind of make do. That's what you do with life. Make do.
But you don't have to make do right now. You could go stay in an Airbnb and insurance will pay for it.
But it would be so hard to move a crib. And I mean, I would have to move a crib to an Airbnb.
But you did that for vacation.
No, I didn't. Because I made my kids sleep on the floor.
Wow.
On vacation.
But how hard is it to move a crib if you're going to stay there for 2 or 3 weeks?
Well, I'd have to move two cribs because I have two kids in cribs.
How hard is it to move two cribs?
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to stay there for 3 weeks, though.
And it's not fun.
But you could just do it.
But it'd probably be more fun staying in a place after moving two cribs and staying in your house that has no roof.
Yeah.
Could be true, too.
Okay. You don't care enough about it.
No, I do care. It's just, guys, life is hard with three kids. Like, you don't have time to do all this stuff.
That's crazy, I know.
But it's moved to a house where the kids.
I mean, the kids don't notice the hole. You know that? Like, they don't care. Like, they're still running around being idiots and having fun and, you know, throwing water balloons at each other and spilling water and doing whatever they want. They don't care about the holes.
They probably think it's normal since there's already water on the floor.
All right.
See, you know what I mean?
You're right.
Play water balloons. Why not?
But they always say, hey, Dada, when the worker going to come fix the boo-boo? I don't know.
Eddie, you think your Airbnb was spying on you on vacation?
I do.
What happened?
I do. So when we got to the Airbnb, it was a nice little house, and there was a pool in the back, like a little pool, and there was a sign by the pool that said, 3 rules. Keep the door shut, the door to the back pool, and then 2, no swimming after 10 p.m., and 3, no music. Basically, if the neighbors complain, you're in trouble. So first night, we go out there and like, boys, it's pool time. Let's go. And the boys are playing the pool, whatever. And our little one left the door open. I mean, for a while. I didn't even realize the door was open until about like 30 minutes or whatever. And I was like, oh, there. You know what? The sign on the door did say, like, leave the door closed. So I'll get to it at some point. So we left the door open for almost like an hour. That night, my wife got a text from the Airbnb person and said, hey, just FYI, heads up, just a friendly reminder, make sure you keep that back door closed. And we're like, huh?
Oh, boy.
Well, there are probably cameras on the exits. That's not weird.
Are they supposed to be looking at those cameras?
They're supposed to be looking at those cameras.
On the exits?
No. Here. If I'm renting an Airbnb, and I want to go skinny dipping with my wife. You can't be looking at that camera. Straight up.
But I mean, if I have straight a house up. And I'm making sure it's secure.
You rented the house for the weekend.
Yeah, you own a hotel. Matter. You own a hotel. You got a right to see
yes,
that.
Yes, you watch the halls. You know, if something's up, you do. Yeah,
the hall.
The halls.
You ain't watching the room because what's going on
but
in that jacuzzi?
But it was the outdoor.
It was the pool.
Right, it was the outdoor door.
It was the outdoor door to the pool.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Mm-mm. You can watch the for security reasons. You can watch all the exits.
I don't agree.
And your
with
hotel
that.
Analogy's terrible because they do watch the hallways and the doors. No, they do.
What if he wants to go skinny dipping?
That's right.
That's a risk you take when you get an Airbnb that's not your own place.
Ugh. We felt violated. So you know what I did? Man, I ransacked the place. I looked through every little hole and then I'm looking for other cameras in here.
But there probably were cameras, again, watching all of the places it could probably legally watch.
I'll tell you, it put a little damper in our vacation.
And there was probably a camera in the toilet.
Exactly. I checked the toilet. No camera, thankfully, I think.
Let's see. Raymundo wants us all to vote for him again for a free trip to Vegas.
Yeah, we got the email. Scuba can forward it. They're going to give away, I believe, 5 total trips. All airfare, hotel, everything paid for. You get VIP Friday, Saturday, and 500 cash to gamble.
What do you
Vegas.
Need? Who could vote?
We'll shoot you the link. Yeah, you guys.
Is this us?
Yeah, I got an email, too, if you guys want to nominate me.
But you're probably going to go anyway.
I know, but my wife.
No. So
that's what I'm saying. Don't split the vote.
Yeah. Wait, she can't be. She's not an employee anyway.
Right.
We could all vote for you.
Yes. Yeah.
You have my pledge.
Cool.
If you just make it easy for me and you just, whatever it is, bring it logged in or somebody can help me and I'll just, boom, hit it.
Love it. Because we tried to do this before and I didn't win and I didn't even win one of the gift cards, which means I wasn't even top 100 people, which means some people didn't vote.
Yeah, I didn't vote. I'm not going to vote for Ray.
Not this time?
No.
Why?
Because is this for the iHeartRadio?
Yeah.
No, last time he didn't even go to the show.
That was 5 years ago.
Yeah,
changed.
I'll never forget that.
Okay, but he's changed.
But he's going to Vegas. It doesn't say you have to go to the show. It says
he deserves that. But so you're going to vote for no one instead of voting for Ray.
Or you can vote
right,
for you,
I've already not voted for him once.
Okay, but I say you should vote for Ray.
Okay.
There's no reason not to. If there was someone else you wanted to vote ahead of Ray, Mike, Adab, you pledged your vote for Ray?
I'll vote for him.
Eddie?
I don't really
I
want to.
I think you should.
I don't really want to
I think
vote,
you should.
I guess I will.
It's a douche move if you don't.
I will.
Morgan?
Yeah, I'll vote for him.
Lunchbox?
Man, you guys are making me look bad.
Why?
I mean,
you gonna vote for him?
Let me read this here.
Well, I don't know if I'm gonna.
We want to recognize and reward our iHeart colleagues. Went beyond expected this year. 5 VIP trips, the annual iHeart Music Fest.
5.
But not. He doesn't get all 5.
He only gets 1. People, that's what I'm saying. People. So he could. We could all both win.
We want our exceptional performers, but no, we can't split the vote. I mean, we send our winners plus a guest.
Oh, it's a guest. That's your wife right there.
That's what I'm saying.
No, you're already going VIP. Scroll down. That's a pretty good trip, right?
That's what I'm talking
about.
What
would you do for us, though, if we got you?
Thank you.
Yep. I mean, I can do it. Once I'm there, everybody gets a task they can put me on. If you need something at Walgreens, boom, I go get
it
for you.
That's pretty good.
What if he splits the 100?
What do you mean? It's $500 spending money.
Right. If it's 5 of us, he gives us all $100.
Well, I can gamble it, and if I win, I'll give you guys some money.
No, you should keep the money.
Well, we know he ain't going to win gambling. We've seen his.
We know Ray's gambling.
Yeah, we've seen his stats.
Okay, so you get $500 spending money, and you also... and we'll also give an American Express $100 gift tip to the next 50 people receiving the most nominations. What? That's pretty good. Okay, Ray, if you win, when you're in Vegas, you have to do one task for us.
Done and done. That's really easy, honestly.
Morgan, will you vote for Ray?
Yeah, I'll vote for him.
Okay. Let us tomorrow, we'll get all our computers, and we'll do it, and we will see everyone do it.
I don't want to, but I will.
Okay. Ray, we'll do. I don't know if we're enough votes for you. You may need to hassle, you know, go and get some other folks to vote for you in the building.
You got other people in the building.
I'm telling you, it has to be me. If somebody else gets more votes than that, it makes no sense because there's only so many people in this building.
It's not just the building. This is for the whole company. Nationally.
People are working at home. How can they possibly muster up these kind of votes? They can't.
It's like 8. You're acting like...
right, but let's... Sally in accounting...
If they're all in accounting... Or if all salespeople in Detroit, there's 16 of them, go, hey, we think Jim should go. Let's all vote for Jim. Tough titty.
But I'm telling you.
So you may need to send a Nashville All email asking for votes.
Oh, hilarious.
I would do that.
Hilarious, Ray.
If
do it.
Listen, Ray, I will send that email if everyone on the show tomorrow votes for you.
Wait, you will send it for him?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of power, Ray.
No, this is awesome.
But every person on this show has to commit to voting for you tomorrow. And if we get the whole board on, I will send an All Nashville vote.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Bones, what's your email going to say?
I don't know because I'm not there yet.
Okay.
In my head.
Interesting.
Okay, so we're going to do that tomorrow. We have a storage locker update. Lunchbox and I bought a storage locker. We tried to sell the stuff. Lunchbox, are we rich?
I have put up 3 pairs of shoes, and we have gotten 0 bids. I do not understand. I put them up. I took pictures. I said, boom. And I put the Yeezys, I put the Jordans, and I put bid, $200. Nothing. Not a thing.
Too high, you think?
So a week goes by, auction ends, no bids. I was like, all right, let me try it again. Put them up for $125.
Okay.
Nothing.
What is your description saying?
Well, I didn't have a good description. So then I went to Scuba Steve.
Wait, did you have no description?
No, I just said Jordans, black and white and red. I don't know anything about shoes.
No, you got to have the details.
Okay, go ahead.
So then I went to Scuba Steve, who is the shoe guy, and he gave me descriptions on the Yeezys and the Jordans. Put them up on Saturday. No bids. I have them for $19.99. No bids.
$19.99?
And I have no idea what I'm doing wrong. Like, I don't know. Like, is this the wrong spot? Am I...
Bones, don't you go on these websites and, like, people sell them?
I buy them from... Well, you can put them on Grailed, probably, and make some money instead of eBay.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I'll try that. This eBay thing's not working.
Grail?
It's an app, Grailed. G-R-A-I-L-E-D.
Okay.
A lot of times the shoes, you need the box.
Oh, I ain't got the box.
We have none of the boxes?
I have a couple boxes, but I don't know which shoes they go to.
Well, it's easy. The one that says Yeezys, go with the Yeezys.
I don't have any Adidas boxes. I only got Nike boxes.
I have a shoe box, but it's from another brand.
No, you guys are missing the point. Oh. It needs to be the... But on Grail, though, you don't always need that shoe box. Grail is like used stuff, gently worn stuff that are designer and you can get. It's a great site. You can get some really good stuff there pretty cheap.
Yeah, I mean, I have no idea what I'm doing.
That's crazy. You can't sell them for $20.
Like, I mean, $19.99, Jordan, like, no one wants them.
I think that people just don't know where they are.
Well, I mean... when I list them, they're like, oh, see what other sellers sold them for. These Jordans, people were selling them for $150, $175. I got them for $19.99. Not a bid.
Yeah.
He's also a new seller, so sometimes people are less inclined to buy from somebody who hasn't sold anything.
Maybe they won't trust him.
Yeah.
Well, that's chicken or the egg, man. What are you supposed to do if you can't sell anything new?
Am I supposed to go in there and sell some toys to make me give me a profile or what? Like,
what do you think you should do, Mike?
Yeah,
I'd say just leave them up.
I've done it 2 weeks. And that's
a cool
week.
Picture with the box on it.
Yeah.
Are you in the picture with your haircut?
No, man.
Oh. That haircut's getting crazy.
It's getting crazy. It's like a bob. It's like from like the 40s.
It looks like Shaggy.
It's like if the Beatles, when they came to America, had that look for a month and didn't cut it, what it would be. Yeah.
That's great.
Hey, guys. Life's busy, man.
Mm-hmm. It's like that. Ringo went to jail and they wouldn't let him cut his hair.
For like six months.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
So no sales there. I got a couple other things.
Yeah, so we're trying to make money, but we're not rich yet. Mm. Like, I don't know what... I don't get it.
I want to go over to Mike D for a second. Mike D, you watched Where the Crawdads Sing.
Yeah, it's a movie based on a book.
Caitlin's read the book. I don't know much about it.
Yeah, I never read the book either. My wife read it. I knew nothing about the story going into it, and I really liked it, and I think it's getting kind of review bombed right now.
Oh, because it's not as good as the book. Yeah. Nothing's ever as good as the book.
It has a 37% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's completely wrong. I thought it was great.
What would you give it?
I would give it probably 4 out of 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a little bit like a young adult type movie, like novel, but for me, not knowing anything about it, I thought it was good.
So... I get annoyed at people, it's not as good as the book, because it can't be as good as the book. You spend a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks, depending on how fast a reader you are with a book, and they option to make every detail to go as long as they want, 200 pages, 300 pages. Of course a book is going to have so much more than a movie ever could. Now you could go, I don't feel like that was fair to the movie. It didn't stay with the points of the movie. But I've been seeing a lot of it, like, it's just not as good as the book. Yeah, no crap. It can't be. It can't be as good as the book.
Yeah, that never happens.
So that's like a bite of chocolate being like, this is not as good as a whole Hershey bar.
Right.
Because no matter how good that one bite of chocolate was, it probably won't be as good as a whole Hershey bar, because a whole Hershey bar has got way more chocolate. It's just, you get to spend more time with it.
What is this movie about?
It's a young kid's journal on crawdad hunting.
Okay, so that's what it sounds like.
It's about a girl, who is on trial for murder.
Oh.
Okay, well, you liked it.
Yeah.
Mike's podcast, by the way, since I have you here, which actor's done the best job of playing a musical artist in a movie? Any ideas, guys, who you would pick? A musical artist in a movie. Like, I'd probably go Eminem or B-Rabbit.
Oh, that's really good. That's
Jennifer
good.
Hudson.
Eminem is B-Rabbit. Who'd she play?
In Chicago,
Dream Girls?
Right?
Dream Girls?
I don't know. I don't. don't know what, I've never seen it. I just know she's singing. She won an
Eddie, anybody?
Oscar.
Yeah.
I mean, Lunchbox did ask me if Johnny Depp was an artist or an actor.
He's an actor that does music.
But he does do music.
He does. They're pretty big in Europe.
Oh, I'd say Luda.
Ludacris as?
Yeah.
Man, he was funny in Tropic Thunder.
Okay.
That was really good.
Mike, who do you have at number one, and they can hear the rest?
Well, I have, like, actual, like, them portraying actual musicians.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Like Johnny Cash played by Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah. Oh, you're not talking about musician portraying musician.
Yeah, just, like, actors who did famous musicians.
Oh, well, then I would go Ray. What's his name?
Jamie Foxx is
Ray? Jamie Foxx.
That's good.
And he was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. What about Selena?
Yeah,
but is J-Lo an artist? Mm.
That's funny. Good point.
She's both, though.
But?
I'd still put her in that category.
She did awesome in Selena.
Was she an artist when she was Selena, or was she an actress and then turned artist after Selena?
So here's my belief that could be proven wrong. The first time I was introduced to Jennifer Lopez, she was a fly girl, I believe, on In Living Color. Mm-hmm. So she was a dancer and a singer, but she achieved success as an actress in mainstream America before she was an artist that had success. But she was always both.
Got it.
Like me, I just haven't made it yet, but I'm a gymnast too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun fact about Selena. For passing the toss test back in high school, I got to go see Selena.
Did live in concert?
Yeah, I mean, everybody that passed, we got to go see Selena. That was our reward.
Was it awesome?
Yeah, it was a good movie, but I was just like, this
is... Oh, the movie. Oh, I thought you were at the concert. Why didn't you say Selena the movie?
Yeah, that was deceiving.
I just said that.
Okay, never mind. Hey, Mike, it's on your podcast, right?
Yeah, this week.
All right, search for Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, which, by the way, I saw Ice Cube's son tweet you.
Yeah, because he was in the NWA movie. And he
his dad.
Yeah, and he replied to that question. He's like, me, I'm the best to ever do it.
That's cool.
Does he follow you?
He does now.
What? How did that happen?
I have no idea. I don't know how he saw it. I don't know why he replied, but it was awesome.
All right.
What's his name?
O'Shea
Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You should go.
And can you go back to the crawdad scene? Because this is the craziest story ever. Did you know the author of that book is wanted for questioning? Her and her ex-husband and her former stepson are wanted for a killing in overseas. Where in the heck is it?
Say that again. I don't know what you just said.
In Zambia. They are wanted. Are wanted for questioning from a murder in the 90s.
Who but is the author?
The author of the
her
book.
Family.
And her family, her former husband and her ex-stepson.
Oh.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I mean, that is so wild that this is such a big book and now a movie, and this woman is wanted for questioning in a murder. Like, that is bananas.
Well, remember we talked about that. Was it a woman who wrote a...
Well, she wrote How to Kill Your Husband, Get Away With
That's
It.
That's right. And then she's actually wanted for that?
Yeah. I think she got lost, right?
Yeah, she got
like jail. She was sentenced. Lunchbox tried to buy my new book, but the bookstore got upset with him. What is this?
Yeah, I called a bookstore trying to get your book. And
my kid's book.
Yeah, your kid's book, and they were not having it. I called somewhere on the East Coast.
They don't know about it?
I guess they're not a big fan of the Bobby Bones.
Of the Bobby Bones? Appreciate that.
Yeah,
the Bobby Bones.
Okay, here is this clip. It is about 90 seconds long, so brace yourselves.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Get comfortable.
I'm going to go to the restroom.
Get comfortable. Here we go.
Whoa, Eddie.
Hello.
Yeah, man, I was calling to see if you had a certain book I was trying to buy.
What book would that be?
It's called Stanley the Dog, The First Day of School.
It doesn't sound like a book we would have. Who's the author?
Bobby Bones.
Oh, Bobby. Yeah, we have Bobby books.
No. I said Bobby.
Is this like an adult store? Yeah. Are you calling the porn store?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought.
What?
Okay, keep playing. Okay. Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Get ready, because I say no ER right here. I get to it.
Oh, because it doesn't say that. I was just guessing when he's like, oh, yeah, we have Bobby Boned or whatever it
That's
is.
That's why I had to bleep the...
Go ahead. Keep playing.
There's no R on the end. I'm looking for Bobby Bones. He's a New York Times bestseller two times. And this is his third book, and it's called Stanley the Dog, His First Day of School.
Let me get this straight. His First Day of School. Are you saying this is a kid's book, a children's book?
Yes, that's it. You're exactly right. It has the dog on the window of the school bus on the front, and okay, it's all about kids' book.
Listen. This is an adult bookstore, okay? I don't have children's books here.
Yeah, I understand you have adult books and adults come in, and I assume that adults bring their children. We're trying to get our kids to read, so...
God, listen carefully. Only adults come in here. You got it? Only adults. No children come through my doors.
Oh,
it's an adult bookstore for adults only.
So you're saying you'll look at ordering it for me?
All right, listen, you know what? I have no time to waste with morons like you. Oh. Okay, goodbye.
Hey, he was a moron, though. But Lunchbox, I was like, hey, I didn't know it was a porn bookstore.
Yeah, so...
And Mike was like, you probably shouldn't play this in the morning on the show, God. And we have to talk about porn. I didn't know why, but now it makes sense.
So Bobby...
That's a real guy?
Yeah, it's a real guy.
Did you look him up?
Yeah.
His name's Bobby Boner?
Yeah.
Does he look like me?
He has glasses and...
You're out of your mind. No, stop he doesn't. It. It's not a parody of me. No, it's not. No way.
It's a parody of you?
No way. That would be so weird. All right. By the way, there are not many tickets left at all, but if you want to go and get tickets to the show on the 12th and 13th, August 12th and 13th, my shows here in Nashville, they are called Comedically Inspirational. I will go look right now and see if there are any left. There are only singles, which is tough, because once they turn into a single, they're almost dead, because if there's like one here, one across the aisle, it's hard for two people to come together. You can get singles if you're secure enough. I would not be secure enough. But they're looking at Bobby Boner, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, he's the way he's trying to Google Bobby Boner.
Right, here you go. Here's the book title.
The balcony, there's... there's not many tickets left, but I would love for you to come if you want to grab them. There are also some star tickets, and it says limited view, but we went. They weren't really limited view at all, actually. I mean, we sat just to see what it was, and I was like, should we lower the tickets?
So why is it?
I don't know. That? I don't know. Mike, why do you think it was?
They said even if it's like partially, they have to label it like that.
But even partially, I think there was a bar.
Oh, the bar in front?
Yeah, it's basically nothing.
But it's not a bar that's like in front of the stage. It's like a bar if you tried to look down at the seats below you.
Well, that's not bad.
No, not bad. I wouldn't even know that was the seats were limited availability.
I would have no idea.
Huh. Well, there are some of those left and nobody wants to buy them. Maybe we just, I don't know. But there are almost no tickets left if you guys want to come the 12th or 13th. On the 12th, Raymundo, have you guys practiced yet?
No, but we got a video shoot in Georgia this weekend, so we'll knock it out.
In Georgia?
A video shoot?
Yeah, we're making a music video for Vacation Part 2.
You and Abby and Don?
Money on that?
We're not paying for it. We got a sponsor, so...
Who's sponsor?
Volley. It's a hard seltzer.
And they're paying for the video?
Yeah, $2,500.
That's really cool.
Yeah!
Who got that deal?
Dodd hooked it up.
Wow.
So you and Abby going down too?
Yep, we're doing a Sprinter van. It's like a 12-hour shoot. Bunch of us down there.
That'll be fun.
Yep.
Okay, and then you're going to practice the acoustic version. You're going to play Friday night at the show.
Exactly. Yeah, there'll be a lot of downtime so we can try it out and do stuff like that.
And Steve Mokler will be on the 13th opening up the show. So, all right, that's the situation there. Is there anything else that I need to get to? I don't know that I do. Everybody good?
We're good, man.
Sore losers today?
Sore losers today. Yeah, that's right.
I need someone to buy these shoes, man. I don't understand. Even after we talked about it, no one's bid.
But you didn't tell people where to go, and I wouldn't.
Well, it's on eBay.
No, I hear you. But how do they know it's you, even?
Well, I can see no bids in 1999. No, that's you.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a great day. We will see you tomorrow. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. And thank you very much. See you guys. Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case? Or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. Which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.